arms deal. They left without adding much to the public's knowledge. In a couple of cases, they claimed they didn't have much knowledge themselves. Secretary of State Shultz went before the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
He was asked what he knew about diverting profits from the arms sales to the Contras of Nicaragua.
My role in that was zero. I know nothing about it until it came out, so I
don't... Shultz read a recent cable from his ambassador to Lebanon, John Kelly. The cable disclosed that Kelly had worked with the National Security Council.
I am, to put it mildly, shocked to learn this after the event from an ambassador.
Later in the week, CIA Director William Casey testified behind closed doors. He's said to have denied any early knowledge of diverted profits. His frequent response to questions was, "I don't know." In between Shultz and Casey came former National Security Advisor Admiral John Poindexter.
Testifying at this time, I will respectfully and regretfully have to decline on the advice of counsel because of my constitutional rights under the Fifth Amendment. Thank
you. And his former deputy, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North.
Mr. Hamilton, on the advice of counsel, I respectfully and regretfully decline to answer the question based on my constitutional rights.
On Friday, another military man, Marine Lieutenant Colonel Robert Earle, also refused to answer questions. All this prompted a sharp response from Republican Senator David Durenberger, chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
These guys are being praised as national heroes around this country because of what they did for their country in this Iran case. If they're such heroes, then why are they deserting their country when they're finally being put to the true test of their commitment to this country?
Last weekend, the United States began airlifting Honduran soldiers to the border with Nicaragua. Fighting between Nicaraguan government troops and the Contras had spilled over into Honduras. Monday, the airlift ended, and the American in charge was reassuring.
Absolutely no risk posed to the U.S. troops because we were told that we would stay at least 25 miles from the border.
The bells rang for peace in the Philippines at the beginning of a 60-day ceasefire in the long war between communist guerrillas and the government. Many Filipinos prayed that this peace will last. There was no let-up in the violence in the Arab territories occupied by Israel. Palestinians and Israeli soldiers clashed repeatedly. The fighting seen as the latest sign of growing strength of Palestinian nationalism.
What we're doing here is trying to show the whole world what we feel.
69-year-old Ralph Davis of Mount Pleasant, Iowa, was a loner who had trouble with his sewer. Wednesday night, he showed up at a city council meeting, and he's accused of shooting and killing Mayor Edward King and wounding two council members. The people in the town
it's
were
just like
stunned.
A blanket over this town. It's a shock.
In Oslo, Norway, Elie Wiesel received the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize. He was honored for a life devoted to remembering those killed in the Holocaust, which he survived, and for his work in behalf of all human rights.
Wherever men or women are persecuted because of their race, religion, or political views, that place must, at that moment, become the center of the universe.